get into the music that I was sent. I tried to select the best pieces, but the interesting part for you people that are connoisseurs is that one of my patrons is from Australia. Yeah, came all the way from Australia. Bye. She's in a good spirit tonight. She really is. She's seriously in a good spirit. So this is Coldvirus 19 Radio coming to you from that undisclosed location from the pirate ship that's just off the shores of the Carolinas. And let me tell you this, we got something here. Oh, we got Twilight Zone coming up, do we, Mom?
Yeah, we do.
Twilight Zone. Yeah, that's where we are. Golden Earring, Twilight Zone. Get ready, friends.
Yeah.
like that song just because I don't know what the hell it means, boy, hitting the phone. But if you're hunkered down there with virus 19 and we're in a pirate ship just off the Carolinas, the case, you know, I mean, seriously, what are you going to do, send the U.S. Coast Guard after us or something? No, you don't know shit, man. You don't know crap. You know, give me a break. Come on. I mean, it's just like my wife. You know, my wife is always complaining that I don't know the first thing about radio. But look, I set up the whole station, baby. I set up the whole station. What do you say to that? She says, well, you just dumb luck, you know? Dumb luck. You know, beginner's luck. That's what you got. Yeah, that's what I got, Mom. I got beginner's luck.
As an American scientist, he was just surprised that this girl blinded me with something.
So you don't want to meet me. I'm really not a nice guy.
I just sound like a nice guy. That's my wife. Am I a nice guy? Am I a nice guy? Am I a nice guy?
Sure, that's what we need.
a cure for virus 19. Is that right?
Yeah. I haven't got it yet.
Of course, I haven't been tested either, so you never know. My name is Zeke. We're coming to you from our pirate ship here off the coast of the Carolinas. We're sailing, I don't know, where are we sailing, Ma? Ask the captain. I mean, I'd ask my cabin boy, but he died on the mast trying to change this antenna from 73 meters to 43. Oh, man. What about that F word? What about that F word, Ma? Is that okay to use on the air? Can I use that if I want? She says, I don't care. I mean, she's shaking her head. She's laughing. That's the kind of wife I got.
In a million. But one idea has defeated them all. So I'm proud to announce I will soon be the first person to say the F word on rock and roll radio in the United Kingdom of Great Britain.
My aim is not to offend, it is to entertain.
But also perhaps to educate a little.
Because if you shoot a bullet and someone dies, when you drop a bomb, many die.
If you hit a woman, love dies. But if you say the F word, nothing actually happens. So here it comes, especially for you, the F word. First, though, this very fine piece of music. Why not? That's the word.
Charming thought, but here's the simple situation. The authorities already dislike us. If you do this, they will hate us, and by hook or by crook, they'll find a way to close us.
Yeah, they can't close us down. We're pirates. And so we're sitting out here in the middle of the friggin' ocean.
Maybe they will find a way. Governments loathe people being free.
Okay. Okay, I'm thinking about it. My dear comrades, that's some sad news. The powers that be have decreed that the F word is a word too far.
But at least for now, even though our dreams of freedom have
died a tragic death, the Hollies are still alive. I don't know why he did that. I was just going to say fuck one. You know, one tiny little fuck.
There's no such thing as a tiny little fuck. There's no fuck so small it won't fuck us up. One day, in a world of dreams, you'll be able to say wank or bollocks or even cock on the radio, but fuck, never.
My lordship,
yes, Earl.
You fixed your mic up in the studio.
Virus 19 radio, right at the time when you need us the most. Yeah. Isn't that what the government does, though? It screws you right at the time when you need the government. Ma, she says, Dad, just be grateful you're on the pirate ship, Good Hope. You're not getting this virus, killing all these old people. I swear to God. Okay, where are we going to go, Ma? I'm going to let you pick the next one. My wife's going to pick the next piece. She says, what, Neil Young? We got one guy out there that likes Neil Young, and I forget his name. It's Frankie McKay or something. Who's that guy that likes Neil Young? Well, I mean, I like Neil Young. I don't like everything about him, Neil Young. But, oh, well. Yeah, okay. Okay, man. Keep on rocking in the free world. The question is, where is the free world? Because it's not the United States of America. If you thought that, you're full of shit. We're going to go to Bob Dylan because he's got a new piece out. Believe it or not, good old Bob Dylan, if I can find it. Murder Most Foul, Bob Dylan. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but this might be interesting. You know, those of you that remember Bobby Dylan, you know, little Robert Zimmerman Jr.
It was a dark day in Dallas, November 63.
you go. Bobby Dylan, who's a pretty good folk poet, don't you think? This is something he just put out this year, Bob Dylan. I mean, he hasn't recorded in, like, friggin' ages, right? Bob Dylan just hasn't. And he's getting up there in age. I mean, he's older than I am. Believe me, he's half a decade older than me. Anyway, Bobby Dylan, you heard it first here on Antivirus 19 Radio. Your friend Patrick, and I'm also known as Zeke. That's my ACCA. Yeah. This is sort of like poetry, isn't it? It's really cool. Yeah, Bob Dylan.
Where are we at? No quarter.
What are we going to do, Mo? Where do we go from here? I mean, I've been trying to figure out how to get those Australian pieces in, but maybe we'll have to wait till another next week to do that, because we got several computers here, and I don't know, it's a difficult situation to get all the music up. And I want to get you people that are really, really cool for me. I mean, I do have some cool people that really do like me. I mean, there's one person out there that always comes on the air when I come on the air, because he's competing with me. Look, shitface, don't compete with Zeke, please. Don't compete with Zeke. Fuck it. Fuck you. Don't do it. Just don't. You know, it's so evident what you're doing. Yeah, I hate to tell you, but anyway, I am the walrus. Oh, God. Let's see. What are we going to do here? I am the walrus. Are we going to go there, Ma? I don't know. She says maybe.
Thank you.
Guys, by the way, Sea Lord, I'm going to check out with you because you gave me a nice compliment. Sea Lord, down there somewhere in Florida, I don't know, in the Florida Everglades. I hope you know we're near Trump's little palace down there. Oh, man.
Andrew Vile Radio 19 for the people. I'm in it for the people. I was going to say this for people that want to compete. I think we pirate radio stations, we should use the same frequency or thereabouts and not get on all at once. This just gives too many choices, and you know it makes people sick. And you know you don't want to do that to our our fellow laddies, do we? No. I mean, Cinco's got the right idea. He gets right on here after I get on, and I respect that man. I do, and I get my transmitter right off the air so he can get right on right after me. I mean, I'm just like the Voice of America leaving, or the BBC. I'm just like the BBC leaving the air so the Australian Broadcasting Service can come on after that, right? Yeah, I mean, that's basically it. So, let's see. What do we got here, Ma? What do we got? I'm going to try to get you guys a SSTV QSL card. The reason that I can't do it right now is the program's on a different computer, and my audio network, as usual, is all screwed up. And I just got done getting this interactive broadcast station going, which I really love, and I think you do too. And I just don't sit there and play a whole lot of shitty music, and I'll even take requests. So right now, C-Lord, it's your turn. It's your turn, boy. C-Lord, what do you want to hear, man? What do you want to hear? You even call me by my real name, Seeky. I mean, you like the Walrus, man, C-Lord. What do you want to hear, boy? What do you want to hear? You tell me, and I'll play it for you. Very next pick, you got the pick of the litter here. Of the kittens I've got, you got the very best one right there. So, you know, don't worry about it, right? Right. What do we got to do here? I am in a situation where I'm playing my own, the music that I like the best, and Ma, she gets one in there once in a while. But the reason I did all this is that I wanted you, the listeners, to have interaction with me, because otherwise there's no fucking reason for this radio station. Absolutely zero. I can sit in my living room and hear in surround sound any goddamn piece of music I want to hear. That's right. So there you go. So I'm in it for you. Antiviral Radio 19.
Gonna try one with just these acoustic guitars. Let me get the microphone on. Thank you.
don't you love that song?
Yeah, it's an oldie. I love it. Well, anyway, I mean, I play oldie music anyway. Yeah, I'm tired of the media, too, spinning the truth on stuff, you know? Well, you know, where do I think people are free? I don't know. I seriously, the only freedom is either in Alaska or it's to go on an island. I'm just answering H.F. Smith 77. I'm one of these, what do they call people like me? A misanthrope? Well, you know, we're one of a kind. I mean, we got to get together, brothers and sisters. I think there's more men that are misanthropes with a beard than all. Yeah. Well, anyway, to get back to how I think pirate radio ought to go here, friends, we ought to get together and synchronize what we do and not try to compete with each other and shit on each other. I mean, I got shit on last night from somebody who said my music wasn't as good as somebody's. I mean, my band pass wasn't as good as somebody's. Oh, I mean, that really hurt me, bro. It really hurt me bad to hear that. Anyway, so let me see. Let me see if I have any requests yet, because we're going to try to do those on Virus 19 Radio. Has anybody asked for anything? If you haven't asked for anything, I'm just going to do what I want to do. You're giving me the very best possibility here. And like I say, young American David Bowie or Simon... Oh, America! You know, Simon and Garfunkel. Yeah, Simon and Garfunkel. You know, those two could not get along after they split up. Did you know the story of those two? And yet when they were young, like in their 20s, they were really dependent on each other, you know? I had their albums. I seriously do. They recorded on Columbia, as you know. And it's a long story, but we won't get into it. I don't think we can call up Simon or Garfunkel and have him talk to us, but... All right. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I was either going to play American Pie or I was going to play something that's sort of like pro-Americana, right? So, you know, giving everybody equal time here. All right, Simon and Garfunkel. We have a computerized library here, by the way, in case you hear me typing out stuff here. And Garfunkel. I guess it's Garfunkel. And I'm just, my computer's got a database on it that you would not believe, seriously. I've worked on this puppy for so doggone long. Let me see, America. Wait, search of America. Oh my God. Yeah, we got it. You got your request, man. You got your request. Here on Virus 19 Radio.
Last one now will come.
hope you like that piece. That piece for me is nostalgic. And it's, you know, it takes us way back. My wife likes it too, so that's good. It's very, very good. Anyway, Virus 19 Radio on the air for you, friends, and we're in our interactive request line.
It is literally free.
Yeah, it's literally free. God damn it, there's nothing that's free. First of all, that's my statement. There's nothing that's free. If you think there's anything free, well, you gotta look again. Nothing that's free. Well, anyway, my name is Patrick. I'm an old Irishman. Let me see. What do we got here? What do we got? What's going on? Who is trying to run me over? And we, Radio Free, whatever, you were on last night. Why is it suddenly you sign on right when I do? I don't understand that. I mean, if you want to come on, why don't you be decent and get on this frequency, and then when I sign down, you can come on. But no, you got to get on there. Oh, man, I'm telling you, some of these people that operate these pirate radio stations, they frustrate me. She says, Dad, don't raise your blood pressure. You're too old. Yeah, that's right. Well, there's very little that frustrates me these days. So that's good. That's a good thing. But I don't understand when I come on the air, suddenly, you know, all these people come up that you haven't heard of in like 15 years, and the only decent one out there that I know of is Cinco, and he comes on after me, and that's cool. That's really, really nice. And, you know, thank you, man, for being decent and polite. These other people, they aren't polite. They aren't polite. They just try to pull my listeners away. That's what they try to do. It's like NBC trying to leap on top of the BBC. That's right. Well, eventually it's all going to filter out, isn't it? It's all going to filter out. Who really likes Virus 19 Radio and who likes, I don't know. Who was it that just signed on there? My memory is so short. It's terrible. It's terrible. I don't even know. I don't take things too seriously. See, that's the thing. I just don't. I'm too old. I'm too old to take things seriously. But anyway, Paul Simon, yeah, a good choice. I'm going to play something that I probably shouldn't play, but I sort of like it, and I don't see anybody else out there that's requested anything. So I'm going to play a Peter Gabriel, Salisbury Hill.
Eagle flew out of the
come on here. I play my own music, but like I say, I can play it on my own surround sound in my living room anytime. So anytime you want to make a request, we have a full disk drive here. How many megabytes is it, Ma? All kinds of music here. I guess what we'd say is that if you request something, I would try to get it for you on the next transfusion we make. We don't make transmissions here, Ma, do we? We make transfusions, right? Pure blood, that's right. So, Virus Radio 19, let me see what we got here. Unfortunately, tonight I wasn't able to get to the computer that would let me play that Australian music. Maybe I can do it next week, or maybe I can do it, you know, when we get back on. You never know. And then I can send you guys a QSL card through the SSTV. Yeah. Well, we'll try to do that next time around. So those of you that can receive the QSLs right off the air. We shall endeavor. Yes, we shall. But anyway, what we got here? Huh? I don't know. I'm trying to play something here that I'm not familiar with. Yeah. Because nobody's requesting anything.
Thank you.
6, by the way. And I liked it. That's the first time I heard that, believe it or not, even though it's an old piece. Yeah, it's the first time. Yeah, Come Sail Away, you know, isn't that an appropriate pirate song? Come Sail Away. Well, our pirate ship's right off the coast here of the Carolinas, and I guess some people are hearing us. Somebody actually thanked me for the show. Well, thank you, because that's what gives me the power to come back and say that, hey, I can be as good as some of these, you know, there are some people that are just plain dedicated asswipes that just want to go to certain stations and listen to them and look out their rear ends. And I don't know why you do that. Why do you do that? If you really want pirate radio to be popular, why don't you listen to a variety of stations and, oh, I'll get off my soapbox. Monte, shut up. All right. What I'm going to do, I'm going to get out of here with John Prine. The reason I'm going to go to John Prine is it's announced that he's really critically pretty sick. He's got the cold virus 19, John Prine. That's right. It's too bad. I don't know how old he is. I think he might be older than me. I'm not sure. But maybe not. Maybe not. I just don't know. So anyway, we're going to go to John Prine. And what are we going to do, Ma? Which one are we going to play? When I Get to Heaven by John Prine? Yeah, see, my wife has this stuff up on a little mini computer that's on our music station. She says, yeah, When I Get to Heaven. All right, okay. If we can find it, we're going to play it, right? John Prine. And I want to thank all you for listening out there tonight. And maybe next week we'll get back to you on the weekend. You never know. You never know.
When I get to heaven, I'm going to shake God's hand, thank him for more blessings than one man can stand. Then I'm going to get a guitar and start a rock and roll band. Check into a swell hotel. Ain't the afterlife grand? And then I'm going to get a cocktail, vodka and ginger ale. Yeah, I'm going to smoke a cigarette that's 9 miles long. I'm going to kiss that pretty girl. Then as God is my witness, I'm getting back into show business. I'm going to open up a nightclub called the Tree of Forgiveness and forgive everybody ever done me any harm. Why, I might even invite a few choice critics, those syphilitic parasitics. Buy them a pint of Smithy and smother them with my charm. Cause then I'm going to get a cocktail, vodka and ginger ale. Yeah, I'm going to smoke a cigarette that's 9 miles long. I'm going to kiss that pretty girl. To heaven, I'm gonna take that wristwatch off my arm. What are you gonna do with time after you bought the farm? And then I'm gonna go find my mom and dad. And good old brother Doug, well, I bet him and cousin Jackie are still cutting up a rug. I wanna see all my mama's sisters, cause that's where all the love starts. I miss them all like crazy. Bless their little hearts. And I always will remember these words my daddy said. He said, buddy, when you're dead, you're a dead peckerhead. I hope to prove him wrong. That is, when I get to heaven. Cause I'm going to have a cocktail, vodka and ginger ale. I'm gonna kiss that pretty girl until the world.
He may not be around too much longer. I mean, I don't know what his condition is. I did read that he's got the virus and he's hospitalized. John Prine. Yeah. This is Antiviral Radio 19. Coming to you off the Carolina coast here with our little... How many milliwatts are we running, Ma? We wouldn't want to offend anybody, would we?
No.
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to do... I don't want to do another John Prine piece. I'm going to go out with something a little bit more rocky than that. What are we going to go out with? No, not John Prine. You know, now we're all into John Prine here.
68, I wrote this.
Yeah, okay. Let's see.
We used to get...
What do I want to do here? What do I want to do? Do I want to do John Lennon? I don't know.
We hate him.
Of course, John Lennon is a dead guy, but his son is still alive. Julian Lennon. Julian Lennon. Yeah, that's... have we got any Julian Lennon, Ma? Have we got any Julian Lennon at all? Because, he's sort of he's the son of John, but John sort of, like, cut him out of everything. Julian Lennon doing Stand By Me. Ah, couldn't be better. Julian Lennon. Hey, catch you later, friends. Ziki saying bye-bye.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's John Lennon's son. Yeah, he sort of got a raw deal, I guess, you know, when you think about it. But Ma says, what do I know about celebrity? All I know is, you know, this radio thing. That's right. Well, you know, anyway, thanks so much for listening, friends, and Connecticut Yankee, thank you for your compliments. You're on my good list, and there's some people on my shit list. No, actually, there's nobody that's contributed that's really on my shit list. I'm just wondering why, you know, certain pirate stations, they get on there, and then, I mean, they're not that good. I've listened to these people. They're not that good DJs. So if you're going over there, I don't know. I mean, it's your business. Now, of course, I'm in the business to get listeners from somebody else, right? This is a competitive enterprise. That's right. Competition. That's right. Now, Virus 19 Radio, we hope you have a very safe and healthy week. And what are we going to do? Oh, I don't know. I could play some Tom Petty, but I know I'm not going to play any Tom Petty. No. We can't do that, Ma. We can't insult people with that, can we? I don't think. But in any event, we'll be on maybe sometime in the future, and we'll try to get you some slow scan TV and get your QSO cards out there and all that good stuff. So, until next time, take care. And what are we going to do? I mean, I'm going to let my wife pick this one. All right, she wants to do Eagles. All right, honey, it's fine. She likes mellow stuff, and I don't. I mean, I'm just a rocker type, crazy type guy.
There's talk on the street, it sounds so familiar. Even your old friend treats you like you're something new.
I got to cut this short. I just lost a bet with my wife. I'm sorry. I just lost a bet with my wife. I told you she likes mellow stuff. So I said, if I lose this bet, I'll actually play Nick Nelson in Garden Party. And she says, well, you're going to lose. I lost the bet with my wife. I'm sorry. I'd never play this. But anyway, that's all right. Anyway, catch you later, friends. Virus Sandy Virus Radio 19 saying good evening. Thanks for all my listeners. Ricky Nelson, yeah. Ozzy and Harriet. Well, you know, the whole Nelson family is now deceased. Yeah, I heard that David Nelson just passed away a couple years ago. So they're all gone.
When it got to the garden party, they all knew my name. No one recognized me.
You'd be cued me in on this.
But anyway, Interactive Radio, we want to thank all you for tuning in. We appreciate you, and we'll be back maybe on the weekend, and we hope, you know, that we're all close together here. But I think this, you know, just from my point of view, when I go to Walmart and I see Walmart lining up people 6 foot apart, because I am the misanthrope that I am, I think that this is sort of like some kind of a government conspiracy to see, you know, what comes next. I mean, what comes next, seriously? Now, I know a lot of you think I got a tinfoil hat on. Well, you know what? I think I do. Ma, do I have a tinfoil hat on? She says, yes, you always do. Well, I mean, I wear a regular Irish hat. It says I'm an Irishman, but under it I've got tinfoil, in case you didn't know. Oh, I hear something mellow coming up, Ma. Are you trying to entice me to stay on the air longer?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Arlo? Arlo Guthrie?
Illinois.
Oh, God, I haven't heard him in years.
Good morning,